The Upper East Regional Minister Marco Yungu has advised the Bolgatanga Municipal Assembly and the Town and Country Planning Department to enforce strict building regulations to prevent floods in the region. Speaking to Radio Ghana following heavy devastation of communities and farmlands as a result of downpour, he said the destruction was largely due to indiscipline and indiscriminate siting of buildings on waterways. He said such indiscipline will no longer be accepted.
We had a downpour lasting nearly 5 hours, and that caused some serious flooding in Bolgatanga. It wasn't in the whole region, it was only limited to Bolgatanga, and it caused considerable damage. Some people had to leave their homes, others had to go on top of their rooftops. In fact, we had to look for boats to rescue them from their rooftops. But the good thing is that the water receded the following day, to be followed by another heavy downpour that evening, which also caused some amount of flooding.
Why was the flood limited to Bolgatanga alone? Was it because of indiscipline? Was it because of the geographical nature of the place? Or was it because of rubbish in the drainage system?
I know the rainfall distribution is such that you can have rain at one particular area, the next time it's another place. But we had 2 days of heavy downpour in Bolga. I don't know why. And the flooding was caused by the fact that the drains are very narrow, they are not long enough, and further compounded by the fact that people are building waterways. There's no discipline when it comes to the building of houses in the municipality. So we are now trying to talk seriously to the municipal assembly, town and country planning, to ensure that people abide by the building regulations.
This is becoming a drain on government coffers. Now you have to go in for relief and support services. How are you managing the situation?
It's a bit difficult because NADMO has very little in stock. They have just a few mattresses and a few bags of maize. So we are making do with the little that we have. Meanwhile, we sent SOS to NADMO for further assistance. But what is important is that we are talking to the people who are built in the low-lying areas to leave the place, because we cannot continue this way.
When will we strengthen our systems so that we avoid these natural avoidable disasters?
Like I said, if we are able to construct very efficient drainage systems, if we are able to instill discipline in our building culture, if we are able to improve on the architecture of our buildings, I think that we will not be experiencing these disasters every now and then.
How about farmlands? Are there any loss?
There are some people who are farming in the low-lying areas. Those fields were flooded and crops were underwater. Some people who have grown their maize are not able to harvest anything. Those who have grown even rice, the rice was submerged, and I doubt if they will also be harvesting anything. So it has affected the farmlands too.
Upper East Regional Minister Marco Yungu in that interview with George Ankra.